Welcome to another installment of Win the Day Replay, going back to the music that built our faith. I'm Randy Miller, and each week we revisit the roots of contemporary Christian music, celebrating the songs and artists that helped shape a movement and continue to encourage hearts today. Thank you so much for coming along for the ride today. Let's get this week's show kicked off with Stephen Curtis Chapman, a song he took to number one in 1989. More to This Life on Win the Day Replay. Life alone can be. Find encouragement from others on the same faith journey online anytime at wintheday.life. That's wintheday.life. Win the Day Replay with Twyla Paris from 1987, a song that reached number one on the Adult Contemporary Christian charts in September of that year, Prince of Peace. You know, songs like that hit a little differently when your heart needs encouragement. And if you want more of that kind of hope, check out wintheday.life. There are podcasts designed to help you deepen your faith in Christ and stay grounded through everyday life. It's all waiting for you at wintheday.life. We're going to dip into the 70s now, and the second chapter of Acts released this song in 1975. It was a major fan favorite during the 1970s and appeared on several key releases throughout their career. It's Hey What You Say on Win the Day Replay. Find encouragement from others on the same faith journey online anytime at wintheday.life. That's wintheday.life.
Sinner free, 70 times 70. understand. I'm looking around for some stones to throw. You're telling me I should let it go. How many times must I stand in the waves of this crashing sea?
Win the Day replay with Whiteheart from 1986 and a major radio hit for them. How many times? 70 times 7, that song from the Don't Wait for the Movie album, which reached number one on the Cashbox Top Contemporary Gospel Albums chart in 1986. More of the music that built our faith on the way. This is Win the Day replay.